Hey, this is a paragraph on a patient by the name of Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, Folis, F-O-L-I-S, date of birth 12/14/1960. This is a 60-year-old gentleman being admitted, the 60-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD, admitted to hospice for end-of-life care. Patient suffers from coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, diabetic neuropathy, chronic pain, depression, patient has had two history of fall, most recently on or about 7/18/2022, where he went to HCA Cleveland. Patient is quite weak, requires help with all ADL, so he makes a total ADL dependence. He's chair-bound, again, frequent falls because of diabetic neuropathy. As far as his hospice diagnosis is, oh, also history of BPH. As far as his hospice diagnosis is concerned, he has severe end-stage COPD, muscle weakness, emphysematous lungs per chest x-ray with hypercapnia, period. Patient is becoming confused at times because of hypoxemia. Suffers from lumbar back pain because of recurrent falls, history of back surgery 1999 with failed back syndrome, period. Furthermore, patient has a KPS score of 50%, lives with family members. His wife passed away some years ago. He wears a diaper because he's becoming bowel and bladder incontinent because of severe weakness. Diminished appetite, very little needs help with eating per family member. Becoming very forgetful, sleeping 8 to 10 hours a day. Weight loss consistent with COPD cachexia. Patient has a borderline O2 saturation on room air. Has not wanted to use oxygen in the past, period. Given his advanced and worsening breathing issues, end-stage COPD associated with weakness, total ADL dependency, weight loss, and incontinency, patient is at the end of his life regarding, given his severe lung disease, hence most likely has less than 6 months to live, which makes patient eligible for hospice care at home, period. The hospice nurse will educate and help patient with and family members with pain, conservation of energy, and maneuvers to reduce patient's chronic shortness of breath, which is much exacerbated with any type of activity, period. Again, most likely patient has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.